USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump threatened to close the southern border, saying Mexico and Central American countries aren't doing enough to stop illegal migrants. On Fox News Sunday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said the threat has changed the way Mexico operates.
In the last week, Mexico really has stepped it up for the very first time. They're preventing people from coming in on their own southern border down towards Guatemala and Honduras, and they're also accepting more of the folks who cross into the United States back into Mexico.
Fire destroys three historically black churches in Louisiana in less than 2 weeks, and now investigators are trying to determine if they're related. Pastor Harry Richard says his congregation will get through this.
I'm very concerned, but I'm very optimistic because God, our faith is in God.
The churches are in rural St. Landry Parish, about 30 miles north of Lafayette. They've burned since March 26th in what officials have described as suspicious circumstances. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump says he'll cut off funding for three Central American countries, El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, citing a lack of willingness to keep migrants from those countries coming to the U.S. On Fox Sunday Morning Futures, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Northern Triangle countries have to operate differently.
We've given them hundreds of millions of dollars over the past years to create the capacity for them to do so. They have not demonstrated the willingness to actually engage in stopping these caravans from coming across their border.
President Trump says the asylum program is a scam. Democratic Congressman and Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Richard Neal, has asked the IRS to provide 6 years of President Trump's personal tax returns. On ABC's This Week, the president's attorney, Jay Sekulow, said there's no requirement that presidents do that.
This president decided not to because he has an ongoing IRS audit, so that's number one. What is the legitimate legislative purpose? Number two is the Supreme Court has said that on multiple occasions that congressional oversight cannot become law enforcement.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
During his speech to the Republican-Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas Saturday, President Trump accused Democrats of fostering anti-Semitism in America.
Never before has a major political party been more outside the American mainstream than the Democrats of today. They have become the party of high taxes, open borders, late-term abortion, witch hunts, and delusions. And now the Democrats have even allowed the terrible scourge of anti-Semitism to take root in their party and in their country.
California Representative Adam Schiff on CNN's State of the Union says Trump's anti-Semitism only consolidates the Jewish vote for Democrats.
If there's anything that is likely to cement the relationship between the Democratic Party and the Jewish community, it's the presidency of Donald Trump. The lack of character and values that are certainly inconsistent with Jewish values, I think, are only consolidating support in the Jewish community, and I think the president needs to look inward when it comes to the rise of anti-Semitism in the country.
Jewish voters in the U.S. have traditionally sided heavily with Democrats, but Republicans are hoping to narrow the gap next year, in part as Trump cites actions that he says shows he's more pro-Israel. Texas Tech is one of the final four after beating Michigan State 61-51. Red Raiders head coach Chris Beard.
The thing I'm most proud of is I thought for 40 minutes we went shot for shot with one of the all-time greats in college basketball, Michigan State.
Texas Tech now faces Virginia tomorrow night for the championship. Neither team has made it that far before. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.